U.S. President Trump announced the Genesis Project, a closed-loop AI experimentation platform that connects 17 national laboratories, federal supercomputers, and government scientific databanks into a single, cooperative system for research. Some journalists have pointed to the absence of cost estimates for the imitative, and asked whether AI companies will be able to use Genesis to underwrite their AI infrastructure costs. OpenAI expects to have operating losses up until 2028, but hopes to become profitable from 2030. The company expects $9 billion U.S. losses this year, and $74 billion U.S. in 2028 as CEO Sam Altman insists on the need to invest in infrastructure. The company is desperately searching for a plausible business model to support its revenue objective of $200 billion U.S. by 2030. Meanwhile, Cloudflare experienced a technical disruption last week that led to availability issues on 2.1 million platforms worldwide. Cisco says that the number of internet service outages has remained consistent over the last few years, but warned of the increased dependence on a small number of infrastructure companies. Elsewhere, NVIDIA has reported revenues of $57 billion U.S. in Q3 of 2025. A 62% improvement on 2024. The company's chip selling for its data center business brought $51.2 billion U.S. in revenue in Q3, compared to $5.8 billion U.S. for gaming. Scientists at the Spanish firm Multiverse Computing have managed to create a version of the DeepSeek R1 model that is 55% smaller and that eliminates the model's official Chinese censorship. The approach uses mathematical models from quantum physics that use high-dimensional grids to represent and process large data sets. The technique for correcting the censorship could also be applicable to fixing model biases and hallucinations in general. Anthropic has released Opus 4.5, a key competitor of OpenAI's GPT 5.1 and Google's Gemini 3, both of which were released in November. Google launched its anti-gravity agentic coding platform. There is an increased demand for AI help with agents that can autonomously write, refactor, and debug code. Anti-gravity seems to be designed to compete with Codex from OpenAI, Claude Code from Anthropic, and Cursor. A Guardian article interviews people rating content for AI chatbots. A common sentiment is that they cannot possibly flag all factual errors or hidden racial slurs. Experts point out that people with cursory knowledge of scientific or politically sensitive subjects are rating content. One expert compared the need for AI ethics to the textile industry, where people took time to realize that cheap clothes were created in sweatshops or with child labor. He says the public is not yet aware of the challenges of AI raters, the energy footprint and copyright infringement issues around AI. Meanwhile, Google is helping India fight digital fraud by introducing on-device scam detection software on Pixel 9 phones. Digital fraud has increased in India with the increase in phone-based payments. Both Google and Apple are under pressure to control the apps distributed on their app stores. Finally, an MIT Technology Review article discusses the implications of over-reliance on AI companions. The intimate conversational content is a unique source of data for AI companies in desperate need of revenue to pay for their AI, and companion conversations provide training material and targeted advertising possibilities.